All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Dropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Tristan Larson, the owner and operator of the Strong Heart Dog Society, which helps rehabilitate abandoned and abused dog breeds like pit bulls. Maybe some of our County 10 readers have read the post that I did a while ago about the work that she does over there and at the Smith Creek Pet Resort as well. The last dog that was being profiled during that time was Buddy, and we're going to get a follow-up on Buddy and hear how he's doing right now. Tristan's going to kind of give us a background on what the Strong Heart Dog Society is, what their mission is, and how it started. And then we're also in studio. I should have said we have two guests today because we have Miss Zena in studio with us today, an adorable pit bull. I mean, she really is. I mean, this dog, well, Tristan will tell you, she's brought tears to pretty much everybody's eyes that she's met. I came in and this dog just full of joy, but sadly enough has a harrowing origin story and is not very uncommon for these areas for pit bulls and this breed as a whole. But before we dive into learning about Zena's story and the Strong Heart Dog Society and Tristan, how are we doing this morning, Tristan?
I'm good. Enjoying my day off.
Enjoying the day off. Yeah. Much, much well-earned day off. For any of our listeners who don't know, follow the Strong Heart Dog Society to see how much work that Tristan is always doing, countless hours. But if you could, before we talk about Zena and her story, could you give us some background on the Strong Heart Dog Society and yourself as well?
Sure. I came up with the idea for the Strong Heart Dog Society when I got my rescue, Rhea. Mm-hmm. From the Pet Connection, they called me and asked me to foster this dog with 2 one-day-old puppies. And they know I'm a sucker for the breed, so of course I did. Mm-hmm. And my son and I fell absolutely in love with her. We're third and fourth generation pit bull owners and lovers, and we've always been raised around them. And so we just kind of fell in love with Rhea, and I'm what you call a foster fail because yep. I ended up adopting her.
And explain that term to any of our listeners who don't know, as I love that.
Yeah. So you can't be a foster anymore after you adopt, usually, because you fail at it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So then it just kind of came to me because there's so many dogs around here, in specific the bully breeds, pit bulls and stuff, that need a second chance or a first chance, really. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stigma that surrounds the breed as well. So I'm trying to dismantle that as hard as I can.
Yeah. I mean, like right now looking at Zena, she's just laying on her back, wanting belly rubs, wanting treats. She's being quiet and good.
Yeah.
And this is just what, less than 2 weeks, barely a week.
It's not even a week.
Not even a week out of her previous life. Now, I think that would be kind of a good segue. I mean, and this is going to be, I don't want you to feel like you need to, sugarcoat any of the stuff that you've been exposed to, because I think people need to know that there's the stigma, like you said, for these breeds being dangerous, but it's because of how they're brought up. Exactly. And it's just kind of like people, you know, if you're a person raised in a tough situation, you're going to be a tough person,
right?
And so what are some of these tough situations that you've seen in your experience?
Well, in Zena's case, it was a concerned citizen got a hold of me and had been giving dog food to this lady, and she was feeding her, and she was used for a bait dog. Mm-hmm. Where a bait dog is where they let other dogs attack the dog because the dog won't fight back, basically. And so
for the purpose of dog fighting training.
Yep. For the purpose of training for dog fighting, mm-hmm. which happens a lot around here, and people tend to not want to listen to it or turn a blind eye. Because it's not affecting them directly, but it does affect you directly if you think about it, because our shelters are overwhelmed and mm-hmm. it's a horrible thing that happens. So anyways, this lady got a hold of me and she asked if I had room for her. And I said, of course. And she brought her that day and she came to my work, and this poor little girl couldn't even lift her head up. She was a broken dog. She was covered, her neck was covered in blood, her paws were bloody, her chest was bloody. She had a huge abscess on her neck.
Oh, jeez.
And thankfully, the wonderful ladies at the Pet Connection stepped in and helped with the medical, because I don't think I would have been able to afford it.
It was that severe.
Yeah. She had to go to the emergency room, and she was there for until about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, Lander Valley animal hospital. Did a wonderful job with her, and I brought her back to the kennels, and the next day when I got to work, she was like a completely different dog. She had her tail wagging, and she wasn't holding her head down, and she was ready for it.
She could just tell.
Yeah.
She was out.
Yep.
She was out.
She knew.
When you get dogs out of the situation, describe that rehabilitation stage. What do you, not necessarily, I mean, giving away what you do and everything, but I mean, what does that look like for people who might not know?
A lot of it is just, you have to, the dog has to know that you are good.
Mm-hmm.
In all the cases that I've gotten since September, I think I'm the first person that's actually shown love to these dogs.
Right.
That's why whenever I see my rescues around town, they run to me and try to get in my car. And
you were there. That first sign of human, true human affection.
It's trust.
That was consistent.
Yes. It's trust and food, basically,
you know,
and a safe space to be.
Totally.
And once they have that in their mind that you're not going to hurt them, then the rest is easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Then they start to get more acclimated to other people and going out. Because talk about all of the places that Xena gets taken around town right now this past week. I've been following on Facebook and social media.
I take her everywhere because, again, I'm trying to break the stigma. And when her neck looks so bad, I actually cut off a leg to one of my sweatpants and put it around her neck because I didn't want people to profile her as a dangerous dog because of what happened to her. But we've been to Ace Hardware and Bomb Guards and to a church and just a lot of places around town, and everybody falls in love with her. She hasn't met a person she doesn't like.
It's hard not to fall in love with.
Yeah,
she is adorable.
She is.
Now, in terms of the Strongheart Dog Society, before we go any further with that, I do want to get an update on Buddy, because when you first reached out to County 10 about the work that you were doing, we went out and I got to meet Buddy. We went out to the lake and Buddy got a little photo session.
Right.
And what happened with them? Because it sounds like it was a pretty good situation he ended up in.
Buddy ended up in the best possible situation he could have ended up in. A young man by the name of Preston actually heard about Buddy through a lady at Ace Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ace Hardware is one of the frequent places I take my rescues. And he came up that day and met Buddy, and he told me he's never had a dog before, and I said, this is the perfect starter dog for you. Buddy's a really good dog. And so he filled out the application, and I checked his references, and Buddy was adopted and got his Christmas wish and got a home with a family, and I see him all the time walking around town now. And
same. Yeah. I saw one of the days it was really cold out. Buddy was in a sweater. And it didn't even, he was walking right along his side without even worrying about it. It was so obedient.
And he's actually taken Buddy into like McDonald's and stuff. And he tells me all the time, thank you and what a good dog trainer I am. But really, Buddy made it easy.
Right. Yeah. But you're doing amazing work though, because it does take that calmness for the dogs to even trust you.
Yeah.
And that's not easy. That's not, you can't fake that.
Yeah.
So you're often put in these situations where you're out of pocket doing a lot of things for these animals. On that note, how can people help out? How can people, I know you're looking for fosters right now too, right?
Definitely fosters. The more fosters I have, the more dogs I can help, because my space is very limited until I get my own facility.
Because right now your facility currently is just one dog at a time, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
If you could then be able to assess the dog situation, find a foster, then you could have another dog in that facility, and then hopes have another foster to give that one out
exactly.
to, and just kind of
yep.
speed up that process.
Yeah. And so I've got Xena with me at the kennels, and I've got 5 dogs in foster right now, but there's 2 dogs that desperately need to get out of the situation they're in. And I'm kind of running out of people. I don't really know a lot of people who will foster. So,
How can people reach out if they want to become a foster?
They can email me at the strongheartdogsociety@gmail.com. They can call me either at Smith Creek Pet Resort or on my cell phone. I have business cards at Ace Hardware and Bomb Guards and a few other places around town.
And then how can folks, is there a way people can donate as well just to the cause? Because I mean, like we were saying before, a lot of the stuff you do is out of pocket or kind of reliant on other folks that can perform the medical procedures. So in the times when they can't do that, you've got to pay for it somehow. Right. Is there a way that people can just donate regularly?
So you can donate to the Strong Heart Dog Society on Venmo. And I do have a bank account for the Strong Heart Dog Society. And I will say this, rescues have got to stick together because it's not easy being a rescue, and especially a one-person rescue like I am.
Mm-hmm,
I'm very grateful, though, for my boss, Scott Lewis, that allows me the kennel that I have at a very reduced rate.
And that's at the Smith Creek Pet Resort, right?
Yes, yep. And every dog that comes in is fully vetted before they do come into the kennels. So
Gotcha. So what's the road next for Zena? How much foster and rehabilitation does she need before she could potentially be adopted?
I mean, Zena's actually ready right now.
It seems like it.
She's an amazing dog. She is under a year old, the vet said, and she's very eager to learn, and she loves all people. Because of her situation, I will say that I probably wouldn't feel comfortable placing her in a home with other dogs.
Right.
She's not aggressive at all and has not shown any reactivity towards other dogs, but her trauma, I don't want her to feel like she has to be on the defense.
Where she lives, especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else would be the best candidate for someone to adopt Zena?
I mean, we've been into a retirement center, and it's just, I think anybody would be okay with her, to be honest with you. She's great around kids. Actually, I kid tested her with a family who adopted my last rescue named Spirit, and she did fabulous. So, yeah.
And then same thing, if anyone's interested in finding out more information or meeting her, just go to the same website and social media that you mentioned already.
Yep.
Okay. Before we let you get out of here today, was there anything else that you wanted to talk about that you think our listeners or readers might want to know about, or any other ways people can help out?
I will say that if you know of people that are fighting dogs or abusing dogs, to please let somebody know, because they're innocent. They don't deserve what's happening to them here. And I need these guys as much as they need me. So it'll be until my last breath I help this breed.
Do you know who people can reach out to? Just reaching out to local law enforcement? Or?
You can reach out to local law enforcement. You can reach out to the FBI. You can reach out to me, and I will point you in the right direction. Okay.
Well, we're going to go ahead and let you get out of here today. We've got to take some photos. We need a photo session of Miss Zena here. And for any of our listeners, make sure that you check out the Strong Heart Dog Society. Go to the Facebook page to learn more about Zena, to possibly meet her foster situation. That's the best way to get a hold of them. Tristan, thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
And last thing, I can't forget this too. Thank you so much for the care package you brought to my dog, Moxie. That was too nice.
For sure.
So just to show you how the Strong Heart Dog Society is always doing things for all of the dogs in the community, especially these pit bull pups. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, more coffee time after a quick word from our sponsor.